Session 5.
크게 조심했던
Okay, I'm going to give a short spiel. Lots of people have come up to me during the course of this class and said, is there anything you need help with? You know what I mean? And a lot of people are from out of town, and I might not be able to talk to you in the next week or so. And so I want to let you know what's going on as far as plans for the next year or something like that, and what things we do need help with, and maybe you could help. So I'm just going to go through that quickly. And then what I'd like to suggest is that afterwards, if you hear something that appeals to you, write your name down on a piece of paper. Write down, I'd like to help with X thing. I can spend this much time. This is my phone number. This is my email. Okay? And then that's what this bowl here is for. Okay? So just throw it in there during the next, you know, tonight or tomorrow morning. Okay? So I'm going to describe some of the things that are going on. I also want to describe briefly the plans for the rest of the year and so on. Because I know some of you won't be in the classes in New York and things like that. And these are no, in no particular order. We just listed them in the computer. Okay, we have an input project called ACIP. We're inputting thousands of texts. The goal is to put input 200,000 Tibetan texts in the computer and save them forever. Nobody else seems to be interested. Nobody is really doing it. Even like the Tibetan Library in Dharamsala is not actively trying to save these books or anybody. So, you know, as I go into three-year retreat, I don't want to dump the project. I'd like to have people continue to help with it. Okay, this is mainly managing centers in Mongolia, Russia, and India. We employ a couple hundred Tibetan refugees in India, a lot of women's centers. So if you'd like to work on that, like to help raise funds for that, we make CD-ROMs with Tibetan texts on them. We give them away for free. We post them on the web for free. And it takes a lot of money. I won't be here to raise the money. We need help with that. We just got a nice grant to help raise money. But they'll need help with that. Those are computer nerd type of people, stuff like that, okay? People with Tibetan skills to help a little bit with the textual work, okay? And we'll be having a meeting with that on that next weekend, I believe, here at Godstow. We'll be doing theme weekends at Godstow. You're welcome to come if you want to help with a project. You're welcome to come if you seriously want to listen and maybe help with a project. You're not welcome to come if you want to come and hang out while the other people are working and eat and make a mess and etc. So the hanger-outers who come will be assigned work. So you're welcome to come and hang out. And I know some people like to hang out, and it's your right to hang out. But if you choose to come and hang out, you might have to cook for a couple hours a day or help with the painting here or scraping a wall. And I think that's an honor. And so I'm quite happy if you come. It'll be fun. It'll be like a party. But your part of the party is going to be cooking a little bit also, or cleaning a little bit, or something like that. And then the people really working on the ACIP stuff will be meeting all day.
Okay.
We just started a lot of work in Mongolia. I went to Mongolia. I gave 5 days of lectures on their national treasure, the Diamond Cutter Sutra. They have not heard the Dharma for 70 years. There are no surviving Geshes in Mongolia, from Mongolia. And they went wild. I mean, 10,000 people a night watching, 20,000 on TV, 1,000 people every night crushing the doors, standing up for 3 hours listening, you know. And it was amazing. And they need a lot of help. This is like a chance to revive a whole country's Buddhism. And they are the last Tibetan Buddhists in the world who have a free country. And they're dying to know Buddhism, and they begged me to send American Buddhists who could teach them, because they are obsessed by the idea of learning English, because they think that's the only way they can get into the modern world. And what's happening in the meantime is that very, very heavily funded Christian groups are sending thousands of missionaries, and they're doing 24 hours a day TV. We can't afford a half-hour show each week. They're doing 24 hours a day satellite broadcasting, you know. And so they begged me. I get letters every week. It's unbelievable. Begging us to send people, begging us to send books, you know, begging us to come back and teach. So we've set up a Dharma center there. There's hundreds of people want to work at it, and we'll need help with that project. That might involve living there for a while. It might involve going to teach there for a couple weeks. It might involve helping to raise funds for more TV shows, things like that. We'd like to do a weekly TV show there called Dharma English, and teach them, like have 15 minutes of Buddhist talk, and then about 10 minutes of the English that was used in the Buddhist talk, and then maybe 5 minutes of this is how a typical American student is studying Buddhism, and then we'll interview different people for that. Ian's going to be in charge of that show. And Richard Gere's helped us a little bit, and a lot of different people have helped us. So I think we can get some funding. And if you'd like to help with that, then, you know, put the thing in here that you're interested in Mongolia. It's a chance for a few dedicated American Buddhists to revive a whole country's Buddhism. And it's a very crucial time at this moment. They have a 1,500-mile border with China. They have no army. They could be gone in a week or a month or a year, you know what I mean? And they're dying to know Buddhism, and they want it. So I think it's important to, you know, it used to be 1.5 million Russian troops on that border protecting them. They left. Okay? So it's very important to get a presence there and to be helping them. They're dying to learn Buddhism, and they get it like that. It's in their blood. You know, you teach them karma and emptiness, and they're like shouting, 1,000 people shouting back the right answer. Like every minute, you know, it was extraordinary. Okay, so a very exciting place to be. I think Thomas Olson was talking about it, some people like that. Especially as I go into 3 retreat, it might be a place you could really help out. Okay, Godstow, this place here needs a lot of help. John Stillwell's agreed to put a lot of work into it. Nancy's putting a lot of work as program director. Amber's been putting her heart into it. We still don't own this place. We're still on probation. The probation ends within the next 12 months. If we impress them, we have a chance of getting awarded the place. If we don't, they'll just take it back. And also, just because I think it's a cool place to help out. So we need painting, carpentry, all kinds of work. Yeah? The previous owners.
But you impress them by making a lot of things happen here?
Yeah. They want to see programs. They want to see people using the place. They want to see successful people doing layrooms, retreats. These people know about Buddhism. They'd studied with Professor Thurman, some of them. So they want to see the place well used. They want to see it well kept up, clean. They want to see things happening, people working on it. And they're not impressed by our last few years. Okay? The outside is still not very beautiful. You know, they came to me and said, look, we're not... We wrote a 3-year probation into the contract. 2 years are up. They said, you better bust ass in the last year, or, you know? Okay, so anyway. And that's not the only reason to do it. I mean, we see this as being a very strong center for the people who have had 6 or 7 years of philosophical training in New York to come here and catch up on the meditational part and the practice part, you see? Because you need a balance of both of those things. So this could be the place where New York Buddhists can come and do retreats, their legroom retreats. Ken Rinpoche has sent some people here, so do their legroom up there, you know? We could attract lamas like Geshe Lothar, like that. We could do all sorts of things here, but we have to do the work. Okay, this could be the center for... the epicenter for a lot of the practice and meditational part that we haven't done in New York. And New York will continue to be the educational part. But John's committed to do a lot of work here. They've dumped thousands of yards of cubic yards of garbage out of here already. Whatever. I mean, they worked really hard on it, he and Amber and a couple other people. And we can make this place, it's free. It's a $3 million property for free if we... If we work hard on it. And I think it's an opportunity that people in this room, for example, you can serve Buddhists in New York for the next few hundred years. You see what I mean? Try to find a 100-acre property within an hour and a half of New York City. They don't exist. That could be used as a Tibetan meditation center. It's a very, very precious opportunity. So if you could put some work into that, you're welcome. Yeah?
Is there something
It's not any one thing, but it's a combination of activities, interest, people coming, people taking care of the place, people respecting the place. People, we'd like to paint the outside, we'd like to paint the inside. There will be a major tantric retreat here over New Year's. There will be a legroom retreat, a group legroom retreat. So starting December 15th or so, going to about January 15th, we'd like to do it over the millennium. Those of you who don't go to India, there will be a major retreat going on here. John Stilwell will lead it, and you'll be doing your Vajragini Mantra retreat. Okay, so that's something we got lined up here. There'll be a Mahamudra retreat here in October. There'll be theme weekends almost every weekend here, where you, one of these things that you, if you're interested in one of these things, we'll be asking you to come to Connecticut third week of July or something to work on such and such. Yeah. You mean here? Anybody has some excess money? I don't like to do this. Anyway, we have to make some improvements here quickly. Like the water system needs a purifier. The outside has to be painted. Whether we get the property or not, we'd like to leave it in nice condition as an offering to the people. Let us use it for these years, and to honor them. And we'd like to either paint the whole place or put in a new water purification system or something like that. Okay, but if you're interested in really putting your heart into this place, I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think you'd be serving hundreds of future Buddhists in New York. You know, I accepted the challenge of this property not because I thought we could use it in this lifetime, but because in my mind, if there's a core of dedicated people, this place could have a major retreat center on it in 50 years or 30 years or something, you know. Right now, it's just a pain in the butt to take care of this much property with so few people. But it's really a gift for future generations. And it'd be dumb to pass it up, okay? So think about it. If you'd like to work on this place, it's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful place to work on, okay? All right. Okay, next subject. Classes in New York, just for your information, they will continue while I'm on 3-year retreat. There'll be one more major course starting in November?
Mid-October.
Mid-October. That's class number 18. That's the last of the formal study course, non-secret classes. And then we'll start... people in New York know I'm requesting that my idea is that when I get out of three-year retreat, I'll start teaching Tantra to those people who are qualified. Qualified means you've finished 18 courses. And that's your work's cut out for you. You have 3 years to finish the 18 courses. All right? And so in New York City, probably in different homes throughout the five boroughs, there will be small groups meeting together once or twice a week under the guidance of a student teacher who will go through the courses together. And I call those seminar courses. So there will continue a full load, maybe even more than a full load of courses, but it'll be more like 5 to 10 people meeting in a home to cover the courses they didn't do yet. And we have this guy in D.C. named Dr. Taylor. He's figuring out, he's got this big database of who took what course, and he's actually going to design what would be the best way to get the most people through the 18 courses in the course of those 3 years. So that's what will be happening. John will be in charge of that process. John will be also in charge of Godsto, and he'll be helping to make sure that a flyer goes out like 3 times a year and says, okay, this is where the courses are going to be held in these homes, and this is who will be directing each course, and that's the way those courses will go. So the courses will continue. I'll continue to teach 3 weeks, teachings twice a year from Arizona during the three-year retreat. So I'll come out, teach a class, go back into my little house for 3 weeks twice a year. Those dates are already set. And you're welcome to come. And we'll talk more about that. Of course, Seichu, Sojong, those things will continue. Seichu will continue at Leon's house. Sojong will continue out in New Jersey. We still need help with the classes in New York, the two remaining classes. You know, we have people who are in charge of setting up, breaking down, doing things like that. We could use a lot of help with that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Working on that, making the paths again.
There are paths through the forest here.
But they've been kind of grown over.
They were put in by the previous owners who were trying to get tax exemption by saying that the paths were a public park. And they forgot to take down the no trespassing signs. And the tax man said no. I don't know, talk to John. He's in charge of it. But yeah, that'd be nice. Extension courses, we still have extensive courses going on in Vajrapani Institute and LMB at the end of August and early September. We have a major trip to India. We were invited to give teachings to each of the FPMT centers in Southern Asia. So that'll be Kathmandu, Bodh Gaya, and Goa. And then after that, teachings with Geshe Thupten Rinchen, who's one of the greatest teachers of philosophy in the world. I'd say second best. Guess who's first? No. But an extraordinary teacher. And he gave us 3 weeks of teaching, 5 hours a day, last winter, was it? And the people who went were blown away. And so we said, would you continue? It'll be the second half of Jetson Kapa's presentation of Mind Only and Madhyamika. So he's getting to Middleway School. And he's agreed to do it. That'll be in January. So you can either come to part of it, or come to the whole thing. It'll take about a month and a half. We'll be gone. Maybe 40 days or something, we'll be gone, okay? That includes this person in Bodh Gaya. What's his name? The Dalai Lama. We'll be giving teachings in Bodh Gaya to us and 10,000 other people on a very beautiful text by Master Shantideva. He's famous for the Bodhisattva's, the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And most people don't know he wrote an equally beautiful piece called The Compendium of All Bodhisattva Trainings or something. And it's not often taught. And His Holiness is halfway through. He's going to finish it this year. So we'll be catching that also. So you're welcome to come to that. We need help organizing that. We need help getting visas. Friend Diane's doing a lot of the work. But we'd like people to help. We need people to help with all the logistics. Moving, 55 people have already signed up to go to Sarah. We expect 150 or something. We need help with all the logistics. We need major help with the travel arrangements and things like that. You know, taking care of these people who will be traveling through India during the millennium breakdown of all computers. Okay. We'll be doing a major extension course, Mongolia, Ireland. They begged us to come back. We just got funding for it by two sponsors about a week ago. So we'll be going back to Mongolia for a week of TV and public teachings on their second most important book, which is the Golden Light Sutra. And then we'll be going back to Ireland for some teachings there in Galway, which is a beautiful place. Probably we'll be setting up a center in Galway. We were offered, seems like we've been offered a place there, a very nice sort of like ancient chapel on a very beautiful property with a circle of yew trees that the Druids used to use around it, and it seems like a special place. And looks like they want to build a center there dedicated to art courses, and same in Mongolia, same in Australia. So if you're interested in helping with that, that's another thing you can help with. Anyone's welcome to come on that trip. You have to pay for your airfare. You have to arrange your housing if we can't, but we can give you leads and stuff like that, okay? And mostly you can usually find someone's floor to sleep on, okay? So mainly it's just getting there. That trip's in September, okay? And you're welcome to come to either part. You know, you can go to Mongolia or Ireland or both, okay? Three Jewels Bookstore, we'd like to keep it open during the 3 years. Annie Pelma won't be here. We have one student who runs bookstores who may take it over. I think it's very important to continue the social outreach aspects of Three Jewels, and we'll be having a weekend at Godstow dedicated to that, and if anyone's interested in that, be very pleased if you could help. I'd hate to see the place just stop. We put a lot of money into fixing it up. It's a beautiful place. The store and the apartment are connected legally. Like, the apartment is like really cheap because we're using the store. I wrote into the contract that I could take the apartment and give the store up. But it's a good deal. It's a beautiful apartment. It's a nice location. There are three other stores that have just gone in that block. I really would like to keep it as a place where ACI students could congregate, study together, where people with mental, alcohol, drug, any other kinds of problems could come and get help, where people could come in a quiet place and have free tea or free coffee and read a book all day long. You know, I'd really like to keep it, this haven, going. So if you're interested in that, put that on your slip of paper. If we don't get something going on all of these, they'll just die while I'm in retreat. You see what I mean? So, okay. We've decided to put a major push on getting the English materials cleaned up and out to the general public. Doubleday Corporation has suggested, and I've written 1.5 books that they wanted. They wanted 2 books on Buddhism. So we're moving into the English stage, okay? We went through the ACIP, protected the Tibetan scriptures. This 18 courses are translations from the Tibetan. And now we'd like to move into the English, which, you know, 3 people in New York City can read the ACIP CD-ROM. It cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to do the work. You know, the readings by themselves are difficult without a teacher in the course materials. We'd like to move on and get the transcripts all finished and put into nice booklets, okay? And all the lectures like this one put into a booklet. People like Matthew and Dennison and Ellie's worked on a book. And I guess there's about 5 books that are ready to go out that are nice English. There's no Tibetan in them, you know what I mean? And we'd like to start putting that on the web. We'd like to get all the homeworks, all the courses up on the web. You could take your own homeworks off. You could send them in to be graded by the web. Somebody in Australia has sponsored a multimedia presentation of some of these classes, and they finished a very beautiful module of the Diamond Cutter Sutra teachings last year. You see video of the whole class up in the corner. The whole transcription is there. The Tibetan comes off the board and parks up the side, and you can see it and the pronunciation, and you can click on any subject you like and it jumps to the transcript, and then the video comes up and you hear an explanation of that. And this is going to be put on the web for free. And we'd like to do more of that. So in 2 weeks from now, at God's Style, there'll be a meeting of people interested in that. Those skills are typing out transcripts, editing transcripts, making them into books, web design, video, audio, things like that, skills like that. And administration of the whole thing. We have around the world maybe 1,000 people. No.
There's hundreds of volunteers.
There's many hundreds of people have asked during our trips around the world to help with this project, like by typing out the transcripts. We don't have the people or the time to send them the tapes. You know, I mean, we need help with dumb stuff like that. I mean, it's very frustrating. You have like hundreds of people in Australia have signed up to help, and we don't have time to send them a tape. You know, because it's just three people or something. Okay, so if you want to help with that, throw it in there. Arizona will be having a separate meeting about it, but I wanted you to know what's going on. By weird circumstances, we went to ask for 1 acre. Now we're negotiating for 9,000 acres. They want to give us basically 9,000 acres. 5,000 is free. 4,000 costs something like 400 an acre or something, which is like nearby in Tucson, it's 30,000 an acre, just to give you a comparison. So the idea is to build a Buddhist university there, to have classes like this, to teach Tibetan, to do traditional medicine, to do traditional dance, traditional art, architecture, tanka painting. There would be colleges of this university like that. A meditation retreat center like that. And it's grown into a big project. We had a meeting last 2 weeks with these incredible people. A guy came from Ireland. He just built an $85 million project there. He wants to work for us for free. A guy came from Australia. He just built 1,500 homes in there, designed them and built them, and he wants to work for free for us. And we got a lot of other talented people. Petra's interested in working there, who was running 120 centers for the FPMT and stuff like that. And just a really extraordinary group of people there. Winston's running that project, and Andrea, and that'll be like some extraordinary thing. We anticipate retreat facilities for several hundred people, college for maybe 2,000 people, and maybe a small town for a couple thousand more people. When we were in Mongolia, we saw these things called yurts. I don't know if you know what a yurt is. It's a circular house made of felt on wood skeleton, and it's a beautiful place to stay, and it's perfect for Arizona, and they've agreed to change the export laws for us and allow us to buy some. And this means that any person in this room who wants to go out during the 3 years and have a comfortable place to stay and do their own meditation for 1 week to 2 years, I don't care, will have a place to stay for like, maybe you could do it for $500 each or something instead of having to build a building. And the owners have said that's fine. And so I think we could, and you could be half a mile from the nearest person, you know, because the property is that big. It's 5 miles square. It's about the size of Manhattan or something. I don't know. But you can have your own place out in the middle of wherever you want. It's totally, totally quiet. It's up against the national forest. And the idea is that you could just have your little place. You could go out and stay there, and you can meditate and do retreats. I'm thinking people could go out and do courses together. Like if they want to go out and cover course 10 together, and, you know, 10 people go out and stay together in a couple of yurts and do that or something like that. So we need people to work on that. Last thing is Enlightened Business Institute. This is, we have this, what do you call it? Conspiracy to enlighten all the business people in America. We figure these people are the wealthiest people, the most influential people. Often they're the smartest people. And oftentimes they're not religious, not because they don't want to be religious, but because the religions that are available they don't consider challenging or true or logical, and they want to be spiritual. So we've made an institute to handle business people especially and teach them the principles of Buddhism. We started giving courses in Australia. We had a national radio interview. The next morning, 200 businessmen, it sold out, came to a breakfast on business and Buddhism. Like how to use Buddhist Bodhisattva principles during business and get richer while helping other people. And they loved it. And then we were invited to the Edmund Barton Institute. This is a big deal business institute in Melbourne. And that was 150 people. And then we went to Perth, Western Australia University. We gave a business talk to the business faculty and the students about these ideas. And they called me up the next morning and said, could you deliver the commencement address in 4 years when you get out of retreat? You know what I mean? They really, really liked it. So I think Buddhism is going to take off, if it's presented well, among the business people. And then they could really help Buddhism also. And then all the corporations would become much more compassionate. I mean, that's the idea. And it's not at all impossible. So Doubleday has commissioned a book about it. Forbes magazine came and did an article about it. And it's kind of exciting. So Ernie Spears will be in charge of that. Winston will be helping him. And if you want to get involved with that, that's something. We'll have a conference center out in Arizona. We'll have a center in New York City. And we'll be teaching Buddhist principles to business people without calling it Buddhism. Okay, just a better way to make money. Okay. So that's all the projects we have going. Did you have a question? Oh, yeah. Business people are not stupid. They're intelligent. The reason they're not spiritual is that all the spiritual paths available to them are stupid. And I didn't break any vows, did I? Anyway, they need something that really makes sense or they won't buy it. And when you give them a good presentation of Buddhist principles without calling it Buddhism, I was halfway through the lecture in Melbourne. I said, can you people handle a different level? All the hands went up. You know, these are all like crusty old business people in Melbourne. You know, oh, shop. And so then we went into emptiness and karma, and they got it. And man, they were so excited afterwards, you know. So people, they get it, you know. You just have to present it in a compelling way. Anyway, there's all the projects we'd like to keep going during the 3 years. During the 3 years in Arizona, we'll be starting to build the first building of the university. Winston will be in charge of that. He'll be moving to Tucson in maybe 6 months or 8 months. And if you'd like to come out and help with that, you're more than welcome. If you'd like to help with the organizing the teachings during the three-year retreat, I anticipate a few hundred people at least. It's going to take a lot of work to help those people come out, give them a place to stay, take care of them. You know, so if you want to help with anything like that, there'll be a special food fund for starving Michael Roach. We need somebody to help organize that. Okay, so I get my Cheerios every morning. And stuff like that. So those are the things we need help with. And those are the things that I think they're all really cool. If you think one of them is cool and you want to help with it, put your name in the bowl. Okay. I suggest now you take a short break, 5-10 minutes. And we'll come back and do a short meditation. One more question.
Do you want to say anything about to pass a torch, take responsibility for Buddhism, can't rely on you anymore to do anything and all that stuff?
John says... One of the reasons to go into three-year retreat is to force the issue that this organization should not be a one-person thing. You see, I mean, if this comes to depend on my presence physically, then it'll just collapse the day I'm gone. You see, I mean, so I want to force the issue before I'm dead, which is, you have to take responsibility. This lineage and all the work, I mean, 10 years of intense work to get all the knowledge down on paper, transmitted, all the classes, everything, it'll just all fizzle if you guys don't take responsibility for it. You know, Buddhism has been passed down for 2,500 years in many countries. Somebody in each country took responsibility for the next generation. And frankly, it's totally on your shoulders now. You know what I mean? If you don't pass it on, it's going to die in this country. Okay, there's no, I'm not aware of any authoritative courses like what we have here. And that's why there's 1,000 people signed up in the correspondence course. We don't have one person to help grade the classes. You know, that's just bad Buddhist manners. If the Tibetans had done that, we wouldn't be Buddhist now. You see what I mean? It's actually a responsibility. Once you've drunk the sweet nectar of the Dharma, and then you refuse it to the next generation because you don't feel like it, you know, that's really dumb. So I think you have to take some sense of responsibility. Part of the reason I'm going away for 3 years is to put that trip on you. You know, that now it's your problem. All the courses are there, all the tapes are there, the video's there. Everything's ready. Just take some effort. You guys have to invest some effort, or else it'll just die. And if you think the Tibetan system is strong, it's not. There's 3 good scripture teachers left in Sera Monastery. There's no good Vinaya teacher left in Sera Monastery. Sera May, okay? I mean, in the Tantric College, the great Tantric teachers are almost gone. You know, if we don't get our act together and learn it and pass it on, and you guys put some of your time into it, especially you guys, it'll just die. You know, that's kind of embarrassing to be the one country where Buddhism died out, you know? So, think about it. It's not just your... A, it's fun. B, it's virtuous. C, it's your responsibility to help with something. Pick the thing that you are most attracted to and help, okay? And everybody can do something, okay? Okay, take a break. Okay. Ibhagi jashine kota Vyavishine de kembali Sange shindhu mitte uvagi Nogunala shinga chepasho Idam guru ratna manala kamya kaya
This is the end of session 5.